another episode. I'm your host, Anna, and this week we have your guest host again, Toby. Hala's no longer joining us anymore, and we're still finding another co-host. Not sure who it is going to be yet. You'll find out soon. In the meantime, I'll just record with whoever wants to record with me. But yeah, welcome back, Toby. And since we last spoke, have you gone to H Mart at all?
I haven't actually left the house for the past week or so because I met with a friend. Like, I had hot pot with them and at her house. And then I just feel like I should, like, self-quarantine myself for a week or so before I, like, even go out again. And so I've been, like, home and eating all the leftovers and, like, frozen food for the past week.
You had hot pot?
Like, at my friend's place.
In the summer.
Yeah. We didn't even have the AC on.
How do you do that? Like, when I used to have hot pot, like, in Hong Kong and stuff, I would always turn on the AC.
Yeah. She didn't have AC in her house, like, in her apartment, and we just kind of, we did it. We also had pizza.
Is that, like, a thing in Seattle or something, to just not have ACs, or...
Yeah, they actually only have, like, heating units. I think that's a legal requirement, like, you have to have the heating, but not the, like, AC, and so I think that's probably why.
Because it's cold up there.
Yeah.
But that's not fair.
Right now, it's actually pretty, like, nice, like, the weather. It's not raining yet. And it's in, like, the 70s or the 80s. And it's all great.
I want it to be in the 70s. It's in the 80s right now. Well, not today. It's rainy today. But normally, it's, like, 80s and 90s in September.
Right.
And it doesn't get down to 70s till, like, end of October, maybe?
And then it gets
early November.
Does it get cold? It gets really cold there, right?
The coldest it gets usually is, like, what, 50s, maybe? Normally, it's, like, 60s throughout winter. But, yeah.
Yeah, at this point, like, back home, like, in California, it's basically on fire right now.
Like, literally on fire, or just, like, hot on fire?
I think it's both hot and it's actually on fire.
I mean, it's been on fire for, like, the past however long now.
Yeah, and
I just feel bad.
It's probably in, like, the high 90s or, like, maybe even 100. I don't know yet, but it's very hot over there.
Yeah, I remember going to LA, four summers ago or something.
Right.
The summer that we met, and it was so hot. I just couldn't deal with it.
We
it was
had
super
ice
hot.
Cream.
Yeah, but still, like, we had to walk outside.
Right.
And that was hot. But yeah.
Yeah, went to Little Tokyo.
And I remember going to the night market, the 626 night market.
Oh, you went?
Yeah, I went because I went for a YouTuber.
No, did you see him or her?
Yeah, I saw her. She's no longer part of the channel, but they're still good friends and stuff. It's on my Instagram. Like, the photo's still there.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Just the thing is that the only photo I took was, it included my ex in it. And I kind of wish I took an individual photo with her. Now I kind of regret it, but it's okay. That's the only photo I have. So, yeah, I'm keeping that on my profile.
Nice.
But yeah, it was super hot when I was there, and I hated it.
Yeah, LA's pretty... It gets pretty hot in the summer, and no one really likes it.
Yeah, and it's expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get back to the podcast. There's really not much to, like... There's no main subject today. I think we're just gonna chat about this whole podcast situation.
Yeah, there are a lot of... changes, right? Or there are going to be a lot of changes.
Well, right now we've been all recording remotely because at first it was supposed to be local,
right?
And then all these episodes have been recorded in our own homes and stuff, so it's a little annoying to do that because sometimes internet's unstable. And our co-host that was on episodes 1-3 left the podcast recently for various reasons, and with time zone being one of them. So yeah, she's still part of the Discord and stuff, and she's still trying to help out and whatnot. She just can't host at the moment, and so it's just me, myself, and I. Yeah. I came up with the podcast concepts, found people to record with me, and then now it's me again. I plan on doing this podcast for like at least a year now, because I started thinking about this last year, and I asked my friends about it and stuff, and they were always like, yeah, let's do it and stuff, you know how friends are.
All supportive,
and sometimes they're just like enthusiastic and stuff, but they're like not actually down to do it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're down, but like in the moment they're like excited for it. So I started planning the whole thing by myself, because I was like, who do I do this with and stuff.
How many people did you like reach out to and ask about?
I reached out to one of my friends, and he was down at first. I mean, I'm sure he's still down, because I was talking to him about it, and he said that he could probably like join in and record like an episode or two or something when we're both free. It's just that he's super busy right now. And then I reached out to another friend who could potentially be our next co-host. And she was down, and we were supposed to record using our like school equipment so that it would be free and stuff. But then we had lockdown and whatnot, and we couldn't go back to campus anymore. And then I don't know what happened after that. Like, we just never spoke of it ever again. Then I reached out to my friend Hala, who co-hosted the other episodes before. After Hala told me that she could no longer record with me anymore, I reached out to the second person again and found out that she had forgotten the entire concept, or like just like the project for a while, and apologized and stuff. So it's all good. But three people. I don't think I reached out to anyone else. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know about this podcast. Like, you didn't even tell me about it until, like, right before you were about to record the first episode with Hala, right? And then you just kind of told me that that's what you're going to do.
Oh, I never told you the idea before?
No, you just told me, oh, I'm going to start recording this podcast next week, and oh. I'm like, oh my god, I'm excited, because I listen to podcasts all the time, like,
yeah,
when I'm
too.
Working or like when I'm just like out and about. But like I don't think I have any other friends who does like podcasts and stuff, and that's why I'm like super excited for this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm glad you're doing it though.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm doing it too. But I think one of the reasons why I decided to not tell like so many friends about it, because like when I start one thing, if I end up not like following through, I don't want people to know and then like find out that I'm not doing it, you know?
I get it.
So I wanted to like actually do something first, get it out, and then tell my friends.
It's like, yeah. Hey, listen, like I've been doing this pretty cool thing, and it's going pretty good, like, it's going. So, yeah kind of.
But I still, I told you before I recorded, so that was still, like, before everything, yeah.
Because
I needed someone to listen to, like, the episodes and stuff to see how it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're literally, like, the social media person, and you're also the quality control.
It's like, I have to listen to it, I have to pass it.
Pretty much.
No. I miss traveling.
Do you?
I really do. I recently joined this group on WeChat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having this contest of like travel photos. So like you can like upload photos of your neighborhood or like somewhere nearby that's like, you know, beautiful and pretty, and then like you can take a picture of it, and then you can send it send it in for the contest.
Yeah.
And the prize is a LISO package. Like they give you like a $100 worth of Lysol or something, and
Why?
yeah, so I literally just went into my phone and I like scrolled all the way to like 2018 and 2017 when I did actually travel to Asia. And I found some of the photos. I'm like, I'm gonna enter this contest and I'm gonna win a bunch of Lysol. And the vote actually, it hasn't started yet, but I don't think there are a lot of people entering the protest, I mean the contest. And hopefully I win something. If not, then I tried.
But Lysol, though, like, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, $100 worth of stuff.
We don't need that much cleaning products in one go. Like, we could donate that somewhere else.
That's true. Yeah,
Like, the hospital needs it.
I like I right now I think I have one bottle of like one can of Lysol in my home, and then I just use that for everything. Like every time I come back from outside, I kind of spray it with like, I mean, I spray everything, like Amazon packages and like my phone. I wipe down the phone with Lysol and just to be safe.
Is it bad that like nowadays I've gone back to normal? Like, I don't always remember to wash my hands and I don't wipe everything down when I'm home. Like, I just kind of do my thing, which is bad because I like touch my car and I'll like do stuff.
No, you have to wash your hands for 20
I do
seconds.
wash my hands like before I eat, and that's the only time I remember. Other times, like, if I don't eat, I don't think of it.
I mean, that's the most important part. Like, just don't touch your face, right? Before you wash your hands.
Yeah. But a lot of times I'm like, what if my face itches? What do I do?
You wash your hands.
Just wait. Wait 20 seconds before I can itch it.
Right. It'd probably be gone by the time you got to
Probably, but it'll bother me. But yeah. I actually kind of miss traveling too. Like, I don't mind going to LA, like, in, I guess, around January because it's not super cold or anything there. And I miss, like, eating the stuff there, like, going to K-Town and, like, going to, like, all these different, like, restaurants and whatnot.
Oh, I miss Egg Slide.
Oh my god, I miss that place too!
I'm hungry. I really want that.
I wish they had some locations in other cities, not just in California or like LA. I don't know where else they're located, but I just know the one we went to, that's all.
That's the only one I know in Grand Central Market. Like, that's
Yeah.
the only one I know that's in LA, so.
Yeah. And I never knew where to park, so every time I went, I would park at Little Tokyo and then walk there.
Yeah, that's smart. But it's a long
It's a long
walk.
walk, yeah. It's at least like it's 10 plus blocks. It had to be 10 blocks.
Oh, yeah, the last time you were here, I think we literally walked to Egg Slot.
Yeah, 'cause we met up.
Yeah, in Little Tokyo.
Yeah. And then we walked back to get Honey Me. I like Honey Me too, like they're not here. It's sad. And there's also this place, not in Little Tokyo, but I think there's a location in Torrance called Elbow's Mac and Cheese. I think they're a chain, but I don't know. But their mac and cheese is like perfect.
Amazing. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I have to try it sometimes.
I mean, you have to fly back for it.
I know.
Unless they have a location where you are, then you can go,
Yeah.
but yeah, they have like all kinds of mac and cheese that you can think of, like different stuff stuffed in it and whatnot. It's great. Yeah. And also just talking about mac and cheese because I was told to talk about mac and cheese today.
Oh.
Because I was asking someone, I was like, what'd I talk about? And then they just brought up mac and cheese and also pumpkin bread.
Oh, that's a weird combination.
Well, because it was this girl I'm talking to, and I think you know, because I've told you who it is, but we've been talking about like mac and cheese today, and also she baked pumpkin bread the other day that she said she's gonna bring me on Sunday. So the thing is, like, she said to be to be descriptive, but there's no way because I haven't had her bread yet. So if you're listening to this, I don't know how to describe your bread. I'm sure it's good. And I don't remember having pumpkin bread before. I probably have had it before, but I don't know. But yeah, I'm sure it's good. That's as descriptive as I can get.
It's like
To,
it
yeah.
looks good.
It did look good, actually. She made 4 loaves of pumpkin bread. It's, yeah. It
I've
looked
never
great.
had pumpkin bread. I've had pumpkin pie,
Oh
but not
yeah,
the
I've had that
bread.
too. I think I had pumpkin pie. It might have been like Thanksgiving or something. But I don't remember if I've had it any other times.
I used to tell, I don't know if you remember her, but Miss Chan, I think she like teaches music or something in our elementary school.
Oh, and Chinese.
In Chinese? Oh.
Yeah, she taught music in Chinese.
Oh, so when I went there, I think in like fourth grade or something, you know how like sometimes, like back in elementary school, like the teacher
Yeah.
would eat with us and we like get to like choose our own meal like the months like prior to the month that we're
Yeah, I
gonna
remember that. I missed
yeah
that
one
stuff.
month ahead,
Yeah.
and someone told like they took my like my bento box or like my lunch box,
Yeah.
and the only one left was this pumpkin whatever, I think it was like pork, but
Yeah.
I just because I hated pumpkin so much as a kid and like I did not want to like eat that. And I told her that I was allergic to a pumpkin. So I
Oh.
lied just to get out of it. Like I really
Wow.
don't want it. And then I think she like made another like student or like make someone like trade with me, and so I didn't have to eat the pumpkin. And like it went on for a good like for a while. So I never had to have pumpkin, and
Wow.
she's like, I'm gonna note that in your handbook or whatever. And then
Wow.
yeah, and then comes the day of like the parent visitation to the school, and you know how like they talk about grades and like they like your parents meet
Right.
with your like your teacher and whatever.
Right. Yeah.
My teacher, like she, Miss Chan, like she mentioned to my mom how I'm allergic to like pumpkin, and how my mom should like noted that on like the application or something so that they know not to give me pumpkin.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, wait, what? My son is allergic to pumpkin? It's like, I'm finding out for the first time. And then I was just sitting there like awkwardly, like pretending
Oh my
I didn't
gosh.
hear anything. But yeah, that's. And then my mom, like when I got home, my mom was like, wait, are you really allergic to pumpkin? And I'm like, no. And then I kind of came clean about it and what happened. But yeah, that's my relationship with pumpkin.
Damn. I mean, you were smart about it, though. You got away with it
I know, I
for a
didn't have to
while.
eat it for a while.
But I mean, like, couldn't the lunch ladies just, like, bring you another one or something? Because they usually have extras.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think like you used to have like combo A, B, C, and D, right? Like you get to
Yeah.
choose. And I think that was like they had extra, but they were all pumpkin.
I see.
And I did not like there's no way I would have like chosen pumpkin like when I had that like when we had the like when we ordered it. And
Yeah.
so someone must have like taken my box. And so I'm like, well, I didn't order this.
Damn. I remember my mom would like used to pick the lunch for me for the longest time. And then I finally was like, no, I want to choose it. It was like probably 5th grade when I started deciding my own lunch.
Oh.
Because she would always choose like the healthiest option on there. I was like, no, I don't want
Oh,
it.
she'll like choose for you?
Yeah. You know,
Oh,
like, you know the ones that have like rice noodles and stuff, like my fun
no.
and stuff like that. She will like usually pick those because like other stuff are like too much and too like saucy and stuff. And I'm like, Mom, I just want something with sauce. Just let me be.
That's funny. I remember those days, like when there was like special lunches, like where you get sushi and like pizza and chicken wings, I think. I think they were like they for ordered parties from and like stuff? Pizza Hut.
Like for parties or like for like lunch lunch?
No, for like lunch lunch. Like sometimes like they would order something from Pizza Hut.
I remember Pizza Hut, but I don't remember having sushi or anything like that.
Or maybe it was a special, like for the sushi, maybe it was something special, but definitely for the pizza.
Yeah, and I also remember like getting like spaghetti or something from them.
Those were good.
Yeah, Pizza Hut in Hong Kong is like so much better than Pizza Hut here.
Yeah, aren't they like closing a bunch of stores in the US?
I mean, we're closing a bunch of stores, period.
Right. Yeah, did you
Because of the
know Soup
pandemic.
Plantation is gone?
It is?
Yeah.
Wait, since when?
Since like the middle of the pandemic.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember hearing about the news about how like they went bankrupt and I'm like, "Oh no." Like it's like probably like my favorite one of my favorite restaurants and they're closed for good.
Well, everyone's going bye-bye right now, so.
I know.
Yeah.
So for the past day or so, like I've been on Amazon just browsing so much 'cause my company they're giving everyone like $350 on Amazon to spend on Amazon to like improve the work from home situation like in any way that you can think of. Like you can buy a desk or you can buy like a monitor, you can buy whatever you want with the $350. And I just cannot think of something that I want or need because I already have a pretty decent setup at home and I don't know what I need. And it's like everyone's talking about it, like how they're gonna get all this different stuff. And I'm just sitting here like, what do I do with this money?
How many monitors do you have right now?
I have two like external monitor and they're huge. They're like 27 inches. And I have the actual laptop monitor. And so I have like three. And then also I usually have my like iPad next to my like my work laptop too, so that I can like listen to music or like podcast when I work. And so I literally have like four monitors in front of me at all times.
Damn.
I know.
Do you have like a monitor mount or do you have like the stands for them?
I have a mount that holds up the two like 27 inch monitors, and then I have a laptop stand for the laptop.
Yeah.
And then it's just all beautiful in front of me.
Yeah. You know how I wanted to get a laptop stand and like I ordered one the other day? And every time I do check out, my address is the default address is the Amazon locker on campus,
Oh
so I
no.
always have to change it. And I forgot to change it, so it's been sitting at the locker. And it's gonna be there until like September 14 or something. So I have to get it this weekend.
How far do you have to drive? Like, how long does it take?
I live like 20 miles away.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So imagine if like pandemic was not happening and I had to drive to school every day.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm already going down on Sunday because I'm going on a date on Sunday. So
Are you
maybe I'll go
excited?
after. I am nervous. I think I'm more nervous about like the amount of people there might be because it's a Sunday. And then I'm like, well, I'm one of those people now, so I can't say anything.
One of those people now.
But I think we're gonna like sit outside or something if there's a lot of people.
And wear your
Yeah.
mask.
I mean, we're drinking coffee, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Wait, you're going to that place, right?
Halcyon, yes. I love that place.
They sell, like, you said they sell,
Coffee cocktails.
yeah, coffee cocktails.
They're the best. I love them.
I remember looking at the menu and I saw the, what's it called? One of the special, like the seasonal drink. Oh, Why I Hate My Family.
Oh my God.
Oh, I would definitely, like, I really want to try that one, even though, like, I love my family. It's just, I really, like, the name just
Yeah.
itself is just appealing.
Yeah. 'Cause everyone right now is stuck with their family, so
Oh, that's
yeah.
what it, oh.
Yeah, a lot of the seasonal drinks right now are like inspired by quarantine. That's why like there's one called $1,200 is not enough.
Right.
That's the drink I got last time, and it was pretty good.
That's cool. I wish they had one like near where I live so I can just go there and try
Yeah.
it, but
You should just come to Austin and hang out.
I was supposed to be in Austin
In May.
in May, back in May, but that didn't happen. We were
You
supposed to
can still
meet up.
come. I know. But you can still come sometime. But yeah, as we were chatting earlier, I was just thinking about, 'cause you know how I told you I'm going on a date? I was like, what if she doesn't think it's a date and now she hears this and then she's like, wait, she thought it's a date?
I think that's you overthinking.
I mean,
Did you say it was a date? Like, did you
no.
claim that you just say it was gonna, you guys wanted to meet up?
Yeah, we're just gonna meet for coffee.
Well, yeah, that's kind of hard to tell, huh?
Yeah. Like every single time I've gone out with people, it's never been like explicitly said that it's a date. We just assume that it is.
I see.
Well, except for one time, but yeah, that was it. And I'm pretty sure like everyone knows that it's a date because when you sit there, like you just kind of ask the other person questions and stuff.
Yeah, and you guys are going to like a coffee place.
Yeah.
It's a coffee date.
I guess. And also, she's bringing this game called We're Not Really Strangers. And
Oh.
it's kind of like asking each other like very thought provocative questions or whatever it's called. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like questions that can like I guess get the two people to really have a deep conversation and stuff like that.
It's like more intimate questions.
Yeah. About life and whatnot.
Wow. I'm excited. Like, I want to see that game. I've never heard of it.
I was thinking about like using like stuff like that to make a content for class, but I'll tell you about that later 'cause it's irrelevant.
Okay.
But yeah, I am scared for Sunday, and because I have still very little experience on dating. But I feel like it's going great. I don't know. Like, this is like the first time that I feel like I'm actually connecting with someone, because every other time, like, I'll just text people, but like, we'll text like once a day until the day we meet, and then that's it. You know? But yeah.
How long has it been?
I don't actually remember. I just know that I gave her my number Sunday night, and then she texted me Monday night. So we started talking on like through text on Tuesday, but we matched on the 26 or 27. I just looked. So yeah, it's been a week.
And then you guys are already meeting up for a coffee date. That's
Yeah.
exciting.
What, do you wait for like longer or something?
Well, it depends. It depends on how the conversation goes, right? But yeah, I
I
think
think,
that's, yeah.
yeah, for me, I feel like I don't want to wait for too long because, like, sometimes you could get, I guess you could really connect with someone through like messaging and stuff like that, but then, like, their, I guess, how they present themselves in person could be different. 'Cause, like, you can never tell their tone through text or anything like that unless you, like, video chat and stuff. So, for me, I would rather meet someone like sooner than later to see how they really are in person, kind of thing, and to see how they interact with other people. And one important thing is when whoever goes on dates, make sure to see how they interact with waiters if you go to the restaurant or something.
No.
Because, like, there are people that treat waiters really bad, and there are people that don't tip waiters really well or don't tip. Period.
That's smart. That's a good advice.
Yep. And my ex never tipped.
Oh, does she not?
I would make her tip, or I would be the one putting money down, because I'm like, don't fucking do that.
Do you tip like the hotel housekeeper?
If I remember, like every time I go to a hotel, I would remind myself, okay, put money down when you pack, put money down when you pack. And then when I leave, I forget. I'm like, shit, I
I
left
know.
already.
I always think about it. I'm like, they're doing a lot of work there.
They do have a lot of work. They're just like constantly cleaning and stuff, and they don't have a lot of time per room either. So it's annoying.
Especially now with COVID, I'm pretty sure they
Right.
have like higher cleaning standard or something.
Yeah. I was in Houston like before school started for like a thing, and it was just me and my friend at this hotel, and before we opened the door, like there's a seal on the door, so like to tell if it's been cleaned. So if you open it, it doesn't stick anymore.
That's smart.
Yeah. And like I saw some rental cars a while back too, like that does the same thing on the windows, like if it's been opened, they have to clean the car. But yeah, I feel like I should just start putting money down as soon as I enter the hotel room. Instead of
Just in
like
case I forget, right?
yeah, instead of like when I leave or something.
Yeah, I
But
think
yeah.
I usually remember. I usually do it right before I leave the room. So like when I'm like doing the one final round of checking if I leave anything, I'll like put like money down, a few bucks,
Yeah.
and then just like okay, I'm ready to go, and then I go down.
But yeah, I feel like my ex not tipping should have been a red flag.
Right.
But at the time, you know, like when you're in a relationship and you care about someone, you kind of like don't care about the small things as much. And you're like, no, I love them. They're better than that, you know, kind of thing. So yeah, but should have seen it coming.
Should have seen that coming.
Yeah. Well, it already happened. And I'm happy that it happened.
And it's in the past, so.
Yeah. And no one talks to her anymore because none of my friends like her.
Oh, does she listen to this
You know,
podcast?
we're not friends, but like if she finds out, then hello. Have a good life.
And tip
But
better.
the thing is, to be completely honest, none of my friends liked her even when we were dating.
That should have been a
'Cause
red flag.
they could see how we were interacting and stuff and we would fight in front of them.
Oh.
And she was just not, I guess like the way her attitude was not very good either. Even when I wasn't around or something. So
I see.
yeah, but I'm gonna leave the rest of that relationship to a whole other episode because that's a lot of stuff to talk about.
I remember
I'm
some of
just
those stories.
yeah, there's a lot of stories. But I'm just thinking about Sunday and I'm like, I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm scared.
Well, just go in, say hi, and then buy her a coffee, and then start playing that game, and you'll be fine.
I guess so.
Yeah,
But
I just did a
yeah.
Google search on that game, and it seems really fun.
It is fun. I like games like that. Like I have a game called Truth or Drink, which is like not as intense, but it's still fun because you can like get answers out of people. And if they don't want to answer, they have to take a drink or a shot or whatever.
Yeah, I
But
mean,
yeah.
how do you know? Like with those games, like how do you know if the other person really telling the truth? Because I
I
always
mean,
think about that.
you don't, you just, I don't know, hope that they're telling the truth, but it's a game, so if they don't want to tell the truth, it's fine. But a lot of times, like, people just drink if they really don't want to answer. Yeah, because I've played it with my friends before, and, like, I've seen my friends just drink if they don't want to answer, which is fine.
I mean, yeah.
But the thing is, like, if you drink, we already know.
It's like,
Like,
yeah, we know
it's
the truth.
obvious. Unless it's like one of those questions that ask about details, then it's like, I'm wondering what's going on. Yeah.
In this game, that's like we're not really strangers. I'm looking at one of the questions and it says, what is a dream you've let go of? And that's kind of intimidating, like, intimate, right?
I thought you were going to say intimidating.
Well, it is intimidating and it's also intimate.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about that.
Like, what's a dream you've let go of? It's something to really think about.
I don't know if there's a dream that I've let go of, honestly. Like, I mean, I thought I was going to be a social worker, but it's not happening.
Well,
I don't know if that counts as a dream. I just thought that I was going to be
And
one.
something you thought you all like you always thought you'd be.
Yeah, for a while.
Well, I mean, what you're doing is pretty cool too.
Yeah.
As long as you enjoy it, I feel like it's okay.
Yeah. And I don't know what I'm going to do after college because job market's still kind of
Well,
not that good right now.
it's not that bad just to hiring people.
True. Maybe I'll just keep doing this for a while.
Yeah, hopefully this goes somewhere, right?
Hopefully. I mean, I did get a tattoo for it.
Oh yeah, you can't stop now since you have
I
like a
know.
tattoo.
I feel like some people are going to think that I'm crazy for getting a tattoo for it.
You're not crazy.
But it's like a really small one, and that doesn't have words or anything, so it's just a cool logo.
Yeah, I actually really like it, the logo.
Yeah, I like it too. I don't even know how long we've talked, honestly, but
I think it's
this is going to
enough.
be
Yeah, it's a
a
good.
mix of everything, and yeah.
Yeah, I think we had a pretty good talk today.
A good talk of everything. It's literally like there's no one topic that we kind of stayed on.
Yeah, we just jumped around and it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I like chatting, but yeah. Next episode, I have no idea who I'm recording with.
Hopefully
Hopefully
someone.
it's a potential co-host. But we'll find out next time I record and then that episode goes up. But yeah, this episode, we had Toby once again. And follow our social at PBA Pod on Twitter and Instagram. But we don't have any posts on Instagram yet. Just wait for that. But
Yeah, we're still
yeah.
working on that.
Yeah, we're working on it. It's a work in progress, but yeah. It's good talk.
It's good talk.
And yeah, just tune in again 2 weeks from now. And maybe later on we'll do every week if I have time. But yeah, bye for now.